last year.
The International Crop Expo featured sessions and covering land and equipment markets. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Whitney Pittman has more.
Steffes Auction Director of Real Estate Max Steffes says real estate taxes have an impact on sale prices from state to state.
Real estate taxes, of course, everybody knows about Minnesota. They're not bashful about taxes. So generally speaking, farm real estate taxes are higher on the, in the state of Minnesota. So between the North Dakota and the Minnesota side, what I've typically seen is about $1,000 an acre difference between the price of a comparable tract of land on the North Dakota side versus the Minnesota side.
Steph has also seen a shift in how used equipment is leveraged and sold in negotiating equipment upgrades.
Operators are businesses. They're savvy. They're business savvy, and they're going to do what's in their best interest. And a lot of times what they're saying is, hey, I can go and do my own trading. I'm going to put it on Facebook Marketplace or hire Steffes Auctioneers to sell my equipment. I'm going to negotiate from a cash position with my dealership on my new machine. So we've seen more operators do that as they become more business savvy and take a look at the markets. And the data is more available in terms of pricing data for this equipment.
Outside factors can impact land and equipment prices as well.
Seems like oil, when oil does well, ag does pretty well. So I would watch oil, and we watch oil regularly. The geopolitical concerns, you know, with a war that's going on in the Red Sea, that's changed the shipping routes. We watch that pretty heavily. That can influence commodity prices pretty heavily. So, and there's all sorts of other external factors that you can take a look at.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network.
In reaction.